All right, so we're learning the part of the Chofetz Chaim, which is the Rabbi's dream, in Klal Beis, Sif Yud Beis, in the asterisk. So he says, we'll just start again, we learned a few lines. He says, V'daz Achi. Now he's talking about that sometimes, even if a rabbi gives a bad speech, when a person speaks about it and gives a comment about it, so one can be over a great many Yisurim. So he says, this is true, even if the one who ridiculed but the speech, even if everything the person said was true. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to put a geschmack into the way you describe the speech in order to denigrate, to be mabazeh, the speaker. But if you think about it, you see that the one who's ridiculing the speech is mixing in many lies also. When the cynics, the scoffers, they open their mouths to ridicule the speaker, they say, first of all, he doesn't know what he's talking about himself. He's just, speaking. Other kinds of ridicule which should shock the mind of the people who hear it. And he says, and then they add on to it. The whole reason he's speaking is only because he's going to be getting a, how what it's called in English, a memoriam, honorarium, something. Ubeemes, he says, loy kein adover, it's not so. Ki afilim noimar, shim loy dechaku hechreach beisai, lohoi yeneseam mi beisai kdei lechiach. Even if, let's say, it's true, that if not for the fact that he doesn't have enough parnasa, he wouldn't leave home and come here to give a speech. Avam mukom mukom, minayin lamalig loimar, shein kavanasai, rak bishvil atzmai. How does the guy know to say that he's giving the speech only for his own money? Maybe when he's giving the speech, he wants that people should hear it and should listen. He also wants that he should get a parnasa. Notice this was the derech of darshanim would come to the town, and they would give a musa shmuz, and the people would pay, would give some money to the person. That's how the darshan made the parnasa. So he's saying, you think, who says that his intention is only for the money and nothing else? Because it's our obligation to try to support these Talmidei Chachamim. And if a person says, I'm doing this because I want to make a parnasa, but also I want to help out the people, so if a person says, I'm giving this tzedakah so that my son, in that tzchus, my son should live. So I raise a tzaddik gomer. He's called a tzaddik gomer because he means to give the mitzvah of tzedakah, and he has an ulterior motive, but he has a pure motive too. He says it's considered a mitzvah, even though you're doing it and you're taking a security. And therefore, even though you're doing it only with a security that you're getting your money back, nevertheless, you get a mitzvah for lending the money. But nevertheless, the Gemara tells us that he's called a tzaddik gomer because even if chas v'shalom the child doesn't recover, he doesn't say, "Ooh, I regret giving the money." So he says, and here also, Now, if let's say at the end of the speech he's waiting and waiting and waiting, and there's no response. So then if he's going to say, I wish I wouldn't have given the speech, then, yeah, thanks, gets pause, right? So then in such a case, if he's going to regret giving it, then of course he won't get the reward for doing it. He says, and not only that, not only is it very possible that the person is intending to give musa and he wants that his word should be heard and accomplished, but also you're mechuyev to be dan lekav zchus, k'mo d'siv, b'tzedek tishpat asam b'secho. There's a mitzvah saseh that if you have a question, is this guy doing it only for the money or does he have a good intention also? So you're obligated min haTorah to judge him favorably. And he says, usually the ones who ridicule the speech are those people that don't have Yiras Hashem. Mm-hmm. And then when you hear Musa about that they're weakening in their commitment to Torah, shuneged ritzayinim, it's not what they want to hear. Kumayshinema, lo yehav letz hocheach lo. A letz, a cynic, a scoffer will not like when he's given Musa. So royin limtzei pagam b'machiach. So that's why they're looking to negate the speaker. Ubebes kvarom chazal b'kedushin perkasar yuchsin. Kol apoysel b'mumu poysel. When a person ridicules others, you can be sure that he has that problem. Ubefrat shahar b'pam imotzui she'em imal halik. And many times, there's not even what... This is all granted if it was a bad speech. But he says, ulefamim... many times rather, there isn't what to justifiably ridicule. Because many times the drasha depends on who the audience is. Some people, when they hear a speech, they want to hear a nice vart, a new interpretation of the psukim. And some, when they hear a speech, they like to hear some kind of, so to say, philosophical, the yesh l'machalim, and some people like to hear a good maysa. V'yata nechse, let's see, v'chi hamadrash shaloi enenu lefi tshukasai. And if, let's say, the drush is not the kind he likes, roi loimer olav sheim b'dvar mamish, is it justifiable to say that, as a garnish, that he's not saying anything? Halo zeh sheket gomer, it's a lie. It's a lie what you're saying. U'befrat ma shemotzi b'am nesein rabim shum b'davi rak mituch sinah. And especially, what's very common, that the person, it seems, that when this rabbi speaks, no matter what he says, the best that he does, this guy always has something negative to say. And why is it? Because Shum Metaber, Daber, Rak Mitach Sina. He speaks because of hatred. K'gon Sheyesh Lo Sina L'Rav Shabir, Sholei Zoch Etzlo B'Din. He unfortunately lost the Din Torah. Oy, Shaharav Hu Min Anoshim HaShleimim Moed V'Yirsel Kim B'Tzvaysav. Or maybe it's not so relevant. The rabbi is perfect in his Yiras Shemayim and in his mitzvahs. Umiteva eila haleitzim v'bali aloshin. Listen, he say la noshim b'tachlis hasina. Avur shiyoidim shem maskim l'divrei b'lusayim amgunais. And these people don't like people who are erelich, because people who are erelich look at this guy and they say this guy's a nobody. V'derech hanoshin kailu k'shishoyim min hakach l'rav shederish b'es hakneses gam heim rotzin l'shmoyah. And the way is that when these people hear that the rabbi is going to speak, so they run to listen. Why? The kavanosim lahora, that there's one more opportunity to make fun. Because when the rav is darshans about many inyanim, and there are many things that are very beneficial. He encourages the people about fearing Hashem, keeping the Torah, udvar macher l'mati b'zeh, and other things that are not as chashuv as this. Kiderach shel adarshanim, sezehu ish asone lo yomer olav ha'emes. This person who's an enemy, he doesn't say the truth. Shezeh adavar shedarash utayv ma'oid vezehu gerua mizeh. He doesn't say the truth. Those few varts he said were very good; the others not so good. Rak yomer kol b'derach klal sheimamish b'dvarav. He doesn't say the whole thing was garnish. Hayesh lashon hara v'sheka gadol b'zeh. Is there a greater lashon hara and lie than this? V'yosim izeh be'eshim shebe'esh mirutzasi lebeis haknesses l'shmaya. When he runs to shul to hear, einu miskaven rak l'toyv se beiv zedava kidei sheyelei akach b'mal halig l'slaitzis mi'ara. The reason why he's going is he wants that ammo to make fun. Af shu toyv b'diyonu shuchayshiv shli yivodu ra'inoyse le'inkayo. Even though he's making a mistake, he thinks that people don't know what he's doing. It's not so. Because the truth is, it's going to be found out. And people will know that you're going there just for negativity. Like it says, we just read Sukkah, the end is, it'll all be heard. At the end, it'll be revealed to everybody what the person's intention is. Woe to this person that even went to the shul. v'avur shmuasa, and for listening, v'avur alishna bishishu medavar ha'chetzeh, and for the lashon hara that he speaks afterwards. We thank the Chofetz Chaim.